From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Speaking to a group that included Wall Street bankers, President Obama told an audience in New York today that ultimately there is no dividing line between Main Street and Wall Street. The president's address at Cooper Union, a venue where he has spoken before, comes as the White House pushes for Senate passage of a financial overhaul bill designed to rein in some of the practices that helped exacerbate the problems in the financial markets. Mr. Obama said Wall Street should call off its battalions of anti-reform lobbyists and join government in backing new rules aimed at preventing future economic meltdowns. Members of the U.S. Senate agreed today not to give themselves an automatic pay raise next year. It will be the second consecutive year in which senators forego a hike in their salaries. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold took his colleagues somewhat by surprise when he announced on the Senate floor that he wanted to vote on a bill blocking an otherwise automatic pay raise for senators in 2011.
With so many Americans looking for jobs and trying to figure out how to pay their bills, now is no time to give ourselves a taxpayer-funded $1,600 pay increase.
Feingold's colleagues quickly agreed to approve his measure in a voice vote. The House has yet to take up a Senate bill eliminating automatic pay raises for the entire Congress. Rank-and-file lawmakers get paid $174,000 a year. They're not getting a raise would save the Treasury just under $1 million. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Even as the search for 11 missing workers continues, officials say a burning oil rig off the coast of Louisiana sunk. The Deepwater Horizon, which had been listing heavily after an explosion earlier this week, went down today in several thousand feet of water, prompting fears now of a major oil spill. The rig was drilling for BP with some 126 workers on board. The large rig, roughly twice the size of a football field, was doing exploratory drilling off the Louisiana coast. U.S. Airways is breaking off merger talks with United, as NPR's David Shaper reports. It's United apparently continues to court Continental.
The statement issued by U.S. Airways doesn't say why U.S. Airways stopped talking merger with United, but analysts say it appears United's simultaneous discussions with Continental are at least part of the reason. Chicago-based United would not confirm merger discussions with either airline. Some analysts suggest United only started merger talks with U.S. Airways in the first place so it could breathe new life into its on-again-off-again courtship of Continental. Many analysts say Continental is the better fit for United because they have fewer overlapping routes, and Continental's strength in Latin America is something United lacks. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
On the 40th anniversary of Earth Day, the federal government began handing out some $35 million to Californians who purchase energy-efficient appliances. That includes rebates of up to $200 for refrigerators, $100 for clothes washers, and $50 for air conditioners. Positive earnings news helped bolster Wall Street. The Dow closed up 9 points today. The Nasdaq was up 14 points. This is NPR. There are reports at least 5 explosions occurred in Bangkok today. Officials say a series of grenade blasts that hit the city's business district killed at least 3 people and wounded dozens more. The violence apparently occurred during a showdown between troops and anti-government protesters. According to the country's deputy prime minister, attackers shot the grenades from an area near where the anti-government demonstrators were encamped, though officials say it's not yet clear who was responsible. Zimbabwe's president took another step into isolation from the U.S. and other Western nations today. He welcomed Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to Zimbabwe's capital. Vicky O'Hare reports from Johannesburg.
Ahmadinejad and Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe both are pariahs in the eyes of the West. The Iranian leader for his alleged pursuit of nuclear weapons, Mugabe for his tainted re-election in 2008 and what are perceived to be widespread human rights abuses. Under the burden of Western sanctions, Mugabe is finding friends among other ostracized governments. The North Korean soccer team has accepted his invitation to practice in Zimbabwe for the summer's World Cup in South Africa. Mugabe's old foe, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, criticizes the president's choice of visitors. Tsvangirai's opposition party says the visit by Iran's leader sends the wrong message about the kind of company that we keep. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Prices at the producer level, that's before they head down the pipeline to consumers, posted a bigger-than-expected rise last month. Much of that was apparently due to wholesale food prices. Cold weather in Florida and other areas pushed vegetable prices up nearly 50%. Producer price index rose 0.7% in March. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.